The scripture today is from Matthew, and it's chapter 6, and it's verse 24 through 34. For no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Well, we've come to the end of our series. Seems appropriate that we would end the series with the question, why trust? Why trust God? You know, Jesus speaks to his disciples, well, he speaks to us about putting our trust in God. Well, there's just one little problem with that, isn't it? It's called worry. I wonder if anybody will admit to spending, or better, wasting time worrying. Can I get a hand? You see, worry and anxiety are the outgrowth, the symptom, or the byproduct of our struggle to trust God with everything. One of my past friends posted on Facebook, and he said, give one area in which you struggle trusting God. Listen to a few of the responses. It feels like life is out of control. I'm praying, but wonder if I'm making all the right choices. Definitely control. I try to give it over to God, but I struggle. Control over money, my future, God's timing, the care of significant relationships, and the list goes on. Well, here's the challenge. Our struggle with trusting God, left unchecked, can lead to worry, to anxiety in our lives that really we were never designed to carry. But worry and anxiety is something that we have to deal with. Scientists say that our brains are unique. Isn't that good? Yeah, we're creating the image of God. They should be, right? We have this thing called the frontal lobe. With the frontal lobe, we have the ability to plan our future. And not only do we have the ability to plan our future, but unlike other animals that God has created, we have the ability to accommodate worry. So here's what happens. We make our plans, but when things don't go quite the way we think they should, if we're not careful, we can put on worry. And see, the problem is that worry comes in different shirt sizes. Small, medium, large, extra large, and super-sized. That's overwhelming. So what size worry t-shirt do you have in your worry wardrobe? Nowhere in the Bible have I read that Jesus says, "I have come that you might have worry and anxiety, and you might have it more abundantly." It's not there. What Jesus does say, read the Word of God with me, John 10:10. "I have come that you might have life, and that you might have it to the full." See, if we're going to experience life at its full, then we're going to have to manage our worry. So unless you've had a frontal lobotomy recently, you're going to have to deal with the problem. Psychiatrists tell us that we spend about 3 hours every day planning our future. Think about it. You got a meeting coming up, and you know, in your mind, you kind of think, okay, what's going to happen? This is what I'll do. If they say this, I'll, you know, right? We do it. Well, with the ability to plan our future, we also have the ability to put on that worry t-shirt when things turn out differently than we planned. Well, you see, in our scripture lesson this morning, you know, Jesus is saying, now this is kind of my paraphrase, he says, look, here's the deal. You don't have to worry about all that stuff. God has already worked it out while you're trying to figure it out. It's probably worth repeating. You want to write it down. God has already worked it out while you are trying to figure it out. That's what Jesus is telling us this morning. And in Matthew chapter 6, you know, we read it not once, not twice, but 3 times. Jesus says, do not worry, but trust God. And see, one of the reasons that we can trust God is because God cares for us. Jesus says, don't worry about food, don't worry about clothing. God will take care of these things. Now, this is not an invitation to become lazy. We've also read in the Bible, it says, if you do not work, you do not eat. Yeah, Jesus speaking metaphorically here. Peter puts it this way, 1 Peter 5:7. He says, cast all your what? Your anxiety, your worry. Cast all that on him, on God. Because he cares for you. And sometimes you just need to remember how much God cares for you, not through religion, but through a personal relationship. On your message map is an action to take before you put on that worry t-shirt. At night, before you lay down, before you get undressed, get your bedclothes on, before you put on that worry shirt, how many of us, you know, just before we go to bed, you know, the last item we put on is the worry shirt? Come on. Before you do that, take a deep breath and pray. It's on your message map. God, these are the things I thank you for that went right. See, isn't that awesome? Thank God, you know, things did go okay today. Here they are, Lord. But these are the things that are still on my mind. And maybe you need to maybe write it down and then put it away. You know, I need to turn them over to you because I know you love me. I know you care for me. Thank you for allowing me to have a good night's rest. God, into your hands I place my trust, and here's my worry t-shirt. Well, just in case you have bad dreams, for me last night, I was writing this contextual paper over and over and over last night. You know, just in case, you know, some thought enters your mind, or maybe first thing in the morning, take a deep breath and pray. God, here I am again. I thank you for another day, but God, these are the things I'm facing. These are the things you know I cannot handle. These are the things I need direction, and these are the things for which I am seeking discernment. God, show me the plan you have for me, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to put my trust in you. Amen. As we start our day, it's more than just a good idea to read God's word first thing in the morning. It's more than a good idea because it gives you an opportunity to read stories about men and women who have faced adversity, faced trial, but chose not to put on the worry t-shirt. And see, when we see how others deal with their worry, we're able to become stronger and keep ours off too and trust God. You know, one of my favorite biblical characters is old King David, man after God's own heart. But he had his shares of issues too, didn't he? And David, you know, I think from time to time fought with that old worry wardrobe. But then he'd wake up. In Psalm 27, he is thinking about the trouble he is about to face. And this is what he says. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Who shall I be afraid of? He reminds himself that nothing is bigger than God. See, this is what happens when we set aside time, quality time with God. We hear the stories of people just like us, and we learn how to keep that worry wardrobe off. I think there are times that, you know, David, I think he looked back over his life and he says, God, I remember when I was here, and you brought me just a little further. Then you brought me through this, you brought me through that. And I think each of us can look back over our lives and see the place where God picked us up, where God carried us. And I said, God, if you brought me through all of this, then you can surely take care of what's happening now. So I'd say dig into the Word of God and pray. I mean, that's so much of what we face is spiritual battles. You know, our battle's not against flesh and blood. You know, I start my morning, you know, I call it coffee with Jesus. And it's an action step that I've chosen and I'd like for you to choose it too. That you, it sets you free, truly to live in the direction that God will lead you. Jesus said, He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you always, even to the end of the age. Even to the very end of this day. God is stronger than anything we can face. And even at times when we're weak, God says, I care about you. I'm right here with you. That's why Jesus says, you know, don't worry about food. Don't worry about clothes. When it comes down to food, you know, and isn't it funny? Someone gave me a comic about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, sometimes, you know, that's what you get to eat, but you get to eat. Cindy said, remind them that that was when we were when I was in seminary. You folk definitely have taken care of us, so. But you know, God says, well, whenever you go to buy your meat, I want you to know that even before that meat hits the meat market, I am the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. I will take care of you. You know, and clothes. And maybe you like nice clothes. I don't know what Donatelli Versace, Ralph Lauren, Giorgio Armani, Calvin Klein, Gucci. My label says Walmart. But I'm here to tell you the truth that even Victoria and all of her secrets can't dress you the way that God does. And God says, I'll dress you for today. I'll take care of you. Maybe you just need to pop over to Goodwill I almost wore a suit that I got at what was called Belpre Area Ministries, which is similar to a Goodwill. Nice wool suit, paid $2 for it. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, read it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Notice he makes it straight, but he doesn't necessarily take out the dips. Okay? And see, the reason we're told to trust God and not to worry is because God knew that there were going to be opportunities for us to make it so. We plan for the future, and really we should, you know, and, you know, Cindy with our trip, you know, we've that's why TJ's here, you know. Cindy's already made him a list of emergency phone call numbers and, you know, all the different things he needs to know just in case. We're planning on coming back, bud, okay? But, you know, it's so easy for us to put on that worry shirt. What if something happens to the plane? What if something happens on our way? You know, there are terrorists everywhere. So many opportunities that, you know, we could put on our worry shirts. But I tell you, I believe there is an appointed time for each of us. And if it's our appointed time to go when we're in Jerusalem, you realize that, you know, that's a local phone call, right? That's a direct connect to God, yeah. And see, God says, don't worry. I want you to trust me. Life is a partnership. God says, I don't want you spending your life in fear and worry. And see, as we truly put on trust, and we understand that not only does God care, but God already knows the situation. Worry sets in when we forget that God cares about us, but it's one thing to know that God cares about us. It's another to realize that God already knows what's going on. God already knows what's coming. He's looking down the road. You know that God cares, but you're going through stuff. Dips happen. They're weighing you down, and they're taking you down, way down under, and you wonder, God, do you really know what I'm going through? Anyone? I know I have. Now, here's something crazy. God has given me this unique ability to remember lines from movies and TV shows. I can't remember names to save my life, but God enables me to remember lines from movies. And this one movie, one of the characters says this. Now, this is not the line I want you to remember, but this sets it up. He says, fear will kill you. Anger will keep you strong. Here's the reply. Fear and anger are just two sides of the same coin. If you truly want to live, you need to let go of both of them. If you truly want the full life that Jesus promised, you've got to let go of fear and anger. You see, either one of them can become your master. Puts a little different slant on that teaching, doesn't it? And I've made the comment, you know, we don't hold a grudge. The grudge holds you. And it holds you back from the right relationship with that person and also with God. Anger will kill you. Amen. Inside and out. Well, with that said, I heard God speaking, and that's always a good thing. God says, I'm with you. I care for you. And not only do I care for you, but I know how far life sometimes will take you under. And I not only know how far life can take you under, but I'm strong enough to reach down and pull you out because I have all the power in my hand. I'm omnipotent. I hear God saying, not only do I see you, but I know how long it's going to take you to come back up because I'm right here with you. I'm to your right. I'm to your left. I'm in front of you, and I even have your back. I'm even inside of you. Because at all times, everywhere, I'm omnipresent. I hear God saying, I even know how long you can hold your breath. Because I was there when you were in your mother's womb. I was there. I was there yesterday, I'm here today, and guess what? I've already seen what's coming at you tomorrow. And I've got it. Because I'm omniscient. I know all things. I'm here yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And I've already seen how you come through this. So why trust God? Because God not only cares for you, God already knows the situation. And sometimes we face all kinds of challenges and trials. And what James even says, count it all joy when you face trials of many kinds. Because see, those trials is what builds your character. It's what builds your faith. And we face all kinds of opportunities to put on that worry shirt, don't we? If you make mistakes, anybody here made a mistake lately? And you could find yourself in a worry situation, right? Well, that's one way. You know, if you choose your way and you choose to worry, you know, actually worry is because I'm running up and he's going to grab hold of you. Or you can seek to be on target with God, to spend that time in prayer, to spend that time in the Word of God. And when you find yourself in, you know, hear the expression, it is what it is. And God says, yeah, that's right, it is what it is. And I've got it. Put your trust in me, is what God says. And see, now Jesus, you know, he says, you know, God will take care of what you need. Seek his kingdom. Seek his will, his purpose for you, and his righteousness. Remember, that's right relationship with God, neighbor, and self. Well, the hat lady just said that this morning, didn't she? Gina, I love calling you the hat lady. I'm going to miss the hat lady. And you put on those hats. And see, Jesus says, don't put on that worry shirt. Just walk in the way that I've given you. Walk where I have given you to walk. And don't worry. I'm so tempted, Lord. Don't worry. Be happy. I can't whistle. Oh, well. You know, another word for happy in the King James is blessed. Don't worry. Be blessed. Why trust God? What do you have to lose except for that worry shirt? Let's come before God in prayer. God, we are grateful to know that you care. Not only do you care for us, God, you love us with a parent's love. But you are strong enough. You are strong enough. You know enough. And you have the desire, God, to bring us through every situation in order that we might live the life that you intended for us to live. So we say thank you. Thank you. God, we came here this morning maybe carrying some things and wearing some things that are not our natural clothing. But God, some of these clothes came out of our worry wardrobe. And here we are seated here in your house with our hands open. God, saying that we are giving our worry to you so that we can be free to seek, free to hear, free to move, free to be creative and discover the brand new plans that you have for us. You have for us even on this day, God. We're giving you our financial concerns, our family concerns, all those things that would cause us to worry. We are trusting you, God, even with our mortality, knowing that you've watched over us in the here and the now, and you will watch over us, God, in the rest that is yet to come. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.